This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT-KQJO.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Well, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I want to use for a topic this morning, the plan.
Amen.
The plan. Have you ever, or have there ever been a time in your life that you didn't know what the outcome of a situation may be?
Yep.
Maybe your plans were to do certain things and it abruptly changed. Maybe it was an illness, or maybe it was a marital situation. But whatever the situation may have been, you prayed about it and you saw things change. Now, maybe that change didn't happen overnight. But in time, your situation or your circumstances changed.
Yes.
When God has a plan, or when God has a purpose for our lives, He will always make it known. I share with so many pastors and preachers, God will let you know when you're called. All of our lives, my brothers and sisters, is attached to a season. And in that season, my brothers and sisters, we are to discover the plan that God has for you and I. Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet because of the task God had set, affirmed, and declared for him. It did not matter why or what Jeremiah thought, God was using him for a specific purpose towards the nation of Israel. God called this child, and because he called him, we see how Jeremiah initially resisted his call by complaining that he was only a child, too young to proclaim God's word, and that he did not know how to speak. But the Lord placed his words in his mouth, commanding Jeremiah to get ready to go to work. That sounds familiar to me because as a young man in Dallas, I too told the Lord I could not speak and that I did not know how to stand before massive people to proclaim his words. And the Lord says, don't worry. I will turn your weakness into your strength. And when God has a divine purpose for your life, it does not matter how much you whine and cry. The Lord says, I will work things out for the good. Many whom God called will feel inadequate to accomplish the things that God is about to do within our lives. And Jeremiah was a man who had been appointed to reveal the sins of the people and the punishment which was to come. And Jeremiah was called to prophesy the coming destruction by the invaders from the north. And the reason for that was because Israel had forsaken God by worshiping the idols of Baal, by burning their children as offering to Baal. When we think about society today, we're losing it at times. Maybe we're not like these idol worshipers. Or maybe we're not like Babylon. But have we as a nation forgot where we came from? When we see nations deviating so far from God's law, when we see nations turning their back against the worship service, when we see nations and people deciding that they would rather live their own way and fulfill the lust of their own flesh than to accept God's moral laws. You do know when God sets his commandments and his laws, he elevates it because it's a higher standards. And when we decide to disobey God, we lower those standards to meet our personal objectives. When they deviated so far from God's law, they broke his commandments, causing God to withdraw his blessings. And if you ever want to see God withdraw, start doing things that is not pleasing to him. He's a long-suffering God, but when we continue to do the same thing over and over, God will withdraw his blessing. You got up this morning, he clothed you in your right mind, that's a blessing. Here was a nation, a people, chosen by God to do what he had instructed them to do, had seen God perform miracle after miracle on their behalf, and yet they chose to wander away from him. The children of Israel wandered 40 years in the wilderness because they refused to hear God's word. Moses coming before God day and night, and yet the children of Israel decided that they wanted to worship something other than the one true God. And we see here, in this scripture, it talks about how Jeremiah was guided by God to proclaim that the nation of Judah would suffer famine, foreign conquests, stealing, and captivity in a land of strangers. Now we know, my brothers and sisters, why Psalm 137 and 4 states, how can we sing a song of the Lord in a strange land? You can sing that song when you are linked up with the Lord. But when you are distant from the Lord, you are in a strange land. You're in a foreign land because you've lost your direction and you've lost your ways. And the nation of Israel was in a strange land because they had lost and forgot who they were serving. And when you forget the one God who brought us from a mighty long way, you are in a strange land. Here's why. The restoration of the exile of Judah would only happen when God's 7 years of judgment was completed. Jeremiah 25 and 11 and 12 state, this whole country will become a desolate wasteland. And these nations will serve the kings of Babylon 70 years. But when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nation. The land of Babylon for their guilt, declares the Lord, and I will make it desolate forever. This was the plan God had established for the children of Israel. In that 11th verse, it states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord. Plans of prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." That's the NIV version. "For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord." Another way it is expressed, "For I know what I am planning for you. I am planning good things and not bad things. What I plan to do will give you the future you hope for." The future you hope for. One of the things we know now is that God's ways are different from our ways. And God's timing is perfect. God's plan is eternal, and his plan was set and established from the foundation of the world. And God's plan will not be altered, neither will God's plan be changed. One of the things Jeremiah tried to do was to alter God's plan. He tried to escape what God had for him to do. Jeremiah, like so many of us, fell in love. Any lovers in the house? He fell in love and he wanted to get married. And God said to him that that wouldn't happen. Antioch, there are times in our life that God will permit us to do certain things. But there are times that he will also not permit it. Because we have a free will. God would allow you to do certain things within your life. But then there are times God says no. Jeremiah in the beginning did not see nor understand the eternal plans of God for his people. Because Jeremiah was limited to the things that God was doing. Every now and then God is up to something in our life and we don't understand what God is doing. Every now and then God is opening up doors that we never thought would be open. But then there are times God will close doors that no man can open. There are times in our life when God is saying yes, but there are times in our life that God is saying no. Other times God is saying wait, and God is watching us even as we are calling upon him. For we serve an omniscient God, an almighty God, an all-knowing God, and he watches the ways of his people. And when you are linked up with the Lord, you have fellowship, communion with him. Why? Because we were all made in his image and likeness. He put something in us that is so unique, so powerful, that nothing he created compares to what God has placed in man. And that's the breath of life. Everything that God made, he made. He didn't breathe life into. But when it came to man, he breathed something in us so significant, so powerful, that allow us to breathe, allow us to think, to allow us to move in our worship and our praise, because loves us in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't love him. My brothers and sisters, God is asking us to do some things, but there are things that we think are impossible for us to do. And the reason it seemed impossible was because we didn't understand the plan.
My brothers and sisters in Christ, my name is Linda Mathis, the First Lady of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. I am here on behalf of the Second Evening Star Baptist Church and Reverend Phil Taylor to invite you to a powerful youth summit. The summit's theme is Children of the Promise. Paul tells us in Romans 9 and 8 that this is those who are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the seed. Our focus will be on children, boys and girls, ranging in ages from 12 to 18. Establishing the right relationships, the law, and our youth are just a few of the topics that will be offered. At the end of the day, Reverend Stanley R. Mathis and the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church joins the second